Welcome to the Exit Coach Radio Show, the show for baby boomer business owners who are looking for cutting-edge information as they plan their 3 to 10 year business succession and exit. Every week, we interview top professional advisors for their best tips, strategies, and precautions so you can be well-planned. And don't miss our one-minute Exit Coach tip of the day on ExitCoachRadio.com. And now, here's your host, the Exit Coach, Bill Black.
Thanks very much for that great introduction, Spike. Hey, welcome to the show, everyone. I'm happy you can be with us today. We do have a full lineup of 5 guests today, and we're excited because it's a lot of great information that I hope you'll stick around for. I mean, we've been having some great guests on a wide variety of topics. You know, listeners, that you can go to exitcoachradio.com and visit our audio library at any time, and you'll find archived file folders there with 33 different topics about being a business owner, about exit planning, about your life after business, about all kinds of topics, and there's over 300 interviews there waiting for you to listen at any time that you want, night or day. And also check out Exit Coach Network, where our full lineup of hosts are putting on live shows on practically a daily basis on a wide variety of topics. It's all recorded and archived, so you can listen at any time. My first guest today is Sandro Monetti. He's with the Alternative Funding Forum. He's an event host, and that's out of Los Angeles, California. And let me explain what they do is they're hosts of major events around the world. And next month, Sandro is hosting a unique business conference in Los Angeles, which is called the Alternative Funding Forum. So let's get into it. Sandro, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Bill. It's such a pleasure to be on, and I look forward to discussing the forum and all the new alternative ways to raise capital.
There is a ton of new ways and new ideas out there, and it's kind of a new frontier, isn't it?
It certainly is. I mean, crowdfunding emerged a few years ago, but also now we have a Bitcoin, the digital currency. We'll be talking about the EB-5 capital program, new rules on how to get easy access to accredited investors and raise equity online. So for all you listeners who want to stay on the cutting edge of new trends, then this is the forum for you. It's November 21st at the Santa Monica Civic in Los Angeles, and anyone who wants to go to MetropoleGlobal.com can read all about it.
Well, great stuff. Now, Sandro, tell me a little bit about you and your background so our listeners can have a sense of who you are and what Alternative Funding Forum is all about.
Certainly. Well, I'm a host. I do TV shows and radio for the BBC. I host live events around the world, a lot of celebrity interviews. But in recent years, I've been hosting a bunch of business forums. And about 3 years ago, this event I'm mentioning in Los Angeles, I was asked to host it, and it changed my life because for the first time I was surrounded by entrepreneurs and investors, and I was so flooded with ambition and inspired by the creativity in the room that I went and started my own successful business, and since then I've been very much focusing on business conferences and anything to do with financing. You know, I'm not just a host, I'm also interested in it.
So out of a opportunity came a business.
I was just there as the link man, you know, and here the next speaker is and everything. But you sit in the room, and I was like, wow, these stories are inspiring. And the common theme was people spotting a gap in the market. And I live here in Los Angeles, and whenever I have visitors from my native country of England, I always look for tours to take them on. But they're so limited. It's always homes of the stars. This is where Lucille Ball lived 40 years ago. You know, there's nothing sort of fresh or interesting. And I said, you know, wouldn't it be nice if you could have a tour and visit movie locations, you know, the hotel from Pretty Woman, the house from Nightmare on Elm Street, all these kind of things, you know, that are instantly recognizable. It didn't exist. So having been to this this forum, I decided to create it. And then so now our company, Torrific Escapes, T-O-U-R-I-F-I-C, TorrificEscapes.com, we offer tours guided by me of movie locations, iconic movie locations, while the guy tells you the stories from the making of the movies. And that's become the number one rated Hollywood tour on TripAdvisor within just 2 years. And it's all because I started going to these business conferences, specifically this one, and just got inspired to start something myself. And after all, that's the entrepreneurial spirit.
I love that. So, Terrific Escapes. It sounds like a fun way to spend a day or an afternoon. How long are your tours?
Every Saturday afternoon, 2.5 hours through Hollywood, Beverly Hills. It's a nonstop journey through movie history. If you want to find out how Richard Gere and Julia Roberts really got along on Pretty Woman while reading the while seeing the locations, you can do. And it takes you to 24 famous movie locations. And I'm just being flooded with so many other sort of creative ideas I've got involved with as well recently. I was able to help out on this big event where some colleagues and I take movie stars around the world and interview them in major theatres. I was recently lucky enough to host an evening with Sylvester Stallone in front of thousands of fans in Manchester, England, not tied to the promotion of any particular movie. It's just the idea that in Los Angeles, New York, and London, people get very blasé about seeing movie stars. But if you take movie stars to other parts of the world where they're maybe not so used to seeing A-listers every single day, it can be huge theatrical events, and so it's proved. And so ideas like this all come from events like the Alternative Funding Forum, because I'm surrounded by entrepreneurs, small and medium business owners, and you get together, you exchange ideas, and you feel inspired, and ideas just drop into your head. At least they did for me, and hopefully they will be for people who attend this forum.
Well, I want to get back to the forum, but first I want to point out to our listeners and thank you for your stories, because a lot of our business owners are saying, I don't know what to do if I sell my business, for instance. I don't know what's out there. And like what you're finding out is there's a lot out there. You just go out and find ideas and opportunities. You might have to piece together some different things, but you're going to have, I'll bet you have a lot of fun doing what you're doing.
You do, and this Alternative Funding Forum event is just one day, so it saves you on months of networking. And what makes it unique is it brings traditional and non-traditional sources of funding together. It's not just crowdfunding people. It's not just angel investors. It's not just entrepreneurs. It's everybody under the same roof. And I find that sort of creative spirit, everyone coming together. If you've had a problem, you can find the solution right there and then. It's very interactive. All the experts of various are there to help. And what I've really enjoyed about the business and entrepreneurial world is the fact that everyone seems to be sort of in it together. You know, it's not like necessarily the showbiz world where there's a lot of sort of competition. People do sort of help each other and to overcome the sort of status quo, and people connect. They learn from each other and they act. And I think the power of sharing ideas and knowledge is such a powerful thing, especially when you've gathered the right people together. And you can find those solutions.
Oh, yeah. It's like you said, it's an idea fest. It's just go because of the creative minds and ideas in the room, and something's sure to pop out. Now, how many exhibitors do you expect? How many different ways are there that you think that for someone who wanted to attend and they might say, you know, I know the traditional ways. How many non-traditional ways do you think will be represented there just by, you know, ballpark?
The day is from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., and everything is a one-hour panel. So we've got like eight or nine of the most popular new ways. Everything gets an hour, plus there's networking breaks, so you can, you know, connect between everyone, whichever is interest to you. So you'll find out who's giving loans these days, when debt is better over equity, how to succeed in getting the attention of venture capital, and why you might not need it. You'll find out how to use Bitcoin to fund your business, for example. I'm such a Bitcoin evangelist. I think this digital currency has so many opportunities. You'll find about reward-based and equity-based crowdfunding, how to attract foreign investors for your venture via EB5. These are just some of the topics covered. You know, it's not just you know, friends and family money and finding one investor. There are so many other ways out there And that's really encouraging because, you know, there's so many ways of raising capital.
It is encouraging and really helpful for small business owners especially, but also mid-sized business owners. But who's the forum ideal for, do you think? Who would be the ideal attendee?
Well, I think it's really for anyone who is looking for new alternative ways to raise capital, and also investors who like to stay on the cutting edge of new trends and are looking for the most exciting ways to invest and the most exciting companies to invest in. Also, anyone who's interested in acquiring knowledge and contacts, creatives, people who are looking to be educated on financing opportunities and looking for real perspective. Investors, because this is what brings them together. If anyone wants to check out metropoleglobal.com, they can see the whole list of speakers and panels there. And so look on there and see if there's something for you.
Give us that website again. Metropole, was it?
Metropole, Metropole, metropoleglobal.com.
That's where we can find out about this upcoming event, right?
You certainly can. It's November 21st in Los Angeles, and all the ticketing and scheduling information is all on there. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to mention that.
Oh, absolutely. You know, it is interesting how quickly this is evolving, and things like Bitcoins are still a bit foreign to people, so it's a good way for them to go spend a day. Invest a day, let's put it that way, and really get to know and hear about a lot of these funding opportunities. There are amazing opportunities out there. And you also mentioned that you've had some experience with crowdfunding a successful project. So for our listeners who might not be familiar with that exactly, could you share that experience maybe and give us the overview?
Yes, exactly. I, in my work interviewing celebrities and movie makers at various events, I'd heard how crowdfunding on Kickstarter and Indiegogo was very popular. And I, again, I'm inspired by all these people I meet. And I wrote a stage musical. And it was very successful in Los Angeles, so we wanted to take it to New York and around the world and to London. But it's expensive. It's like, how on earth do you go about moving a troupe of actors around the world and find accommodations and costumes? I know how you do it: crowdfunding. So with all the knowledge that I'd gathered at these conferences, I launched a campaign on Indiegogo, and as a result of that, we were able to get the money we needed to take our show around the world. And what I've learned from a lot of people I've interviewed and hearing speakers at these conferences is that when you are trying to raise funds through crowdfunding, you never mention the money. You only mention the opportunity. The crowd thing is the thing. It's an opportunity to belong. I mentioned in one of my previous answers about how show business, for example, was very centered on Los Angeles, and everyone's just like a couple of degrees away from some project. But in the rest of the world, you know, somebody would love to spend $100 so they could get a credit on a movie or be a you know, an associate producer on a stage show or something like that. It's about being involved. You know, people who are interested in projects but don't have the hands-on opportunity. And that's how the internet can bring the world together. And so sites like Kickstarter and Indiegogo have been so successful in that regard. And if you present it as an opportunity, you can do very well. But also, I would point out that in terms of do's and don'ts, if you don't have a Facebook or a Twitter account, don't crowdfund, because it's all about reaching people on the internet. It's, like I say, a non-traditional way of fundraising. You won't meet most of your investors, but if you can present it right, it can really work well.
Isn't that interesting? I mean, the internet has brought us so many new opportunities, and again, here's another way to cast a wide net and reach a large number of people and find those who are interested. And not necessarily, they might not be looking at the return on the investment here like they would with a stock, but they're looking for an opportunity to belong. I like the way you put that.
Let me explain one example. At the Alternative Funding Forum, one of our speakers is a gentleman called Houston Huddleston, and he had an idea to create the world's first science fiction museum with props from sci-fi shows and movies. There isn't one. and he spotted the gap in the market. But he's like, well, how am I going to find the funds? So he reached out onto the internet, started a Kickstarter campaign, and very quickly raised $150,000to get the money to start up the enterprise. And that's because he reached out to fans of Star Trek and Batman and Star Wars. And that's how you do it. You go where the money is and where the interest is. You know, you post in those particular websites. That was the particular thing that he was looking for, science fiction fans. He found them. Didn't meet many of them, but they all sent in money as an opportunity to feel involved. They loved the idea, they took pride in it, and they wanted to share in it. And so from starting off with $0 and then just having $150,000, you know, if you can get people excited about your idea, it's a perfect example of a new and alternative way to raise capital.
It's fascinating. It seems too good to be true in some ways, but like you said, you have to understand.
Oh, it seemed like free money to me. I couldn't believe it. Yes, it was extraordinary.
But most investors are not investing a lot of money, right? So they just want a ticket to ride on the coattails and say they were part of something. Is that
yes,
a fair way to say?
Yes, certainly. You know, something like reward-based crowdfunding, like that is. You know, you might get a thank you on the website, or a T-shirt or something like that. But there's so many different opportunities. I mean, another of our speakers is Christopher Rising of Rising Realty, and he's involved with an equity crowdfunding site called Fundrise.com. And basically what that is, it connects investors with the best real estate opportunities in the country. So, you know, there's a mistaken belief that crowdfunding has a lot to do with entertainment projects. It's not. I mean, there's certainly everything on there from real estate to charity projects, everything you can think of, really. It's just one of many alternative fundraising ideas. But I think it's a very, very exciting time in our community because certainly after the slowdown in the economy, things were looking bad. But now, if you really think about it, there are many new ways to reach investors. And, you know, that's what we explore with events like this.
That's fantastic. And so, again, the event is coming up on November 21st in Los Angeles. And where is it going to be again?
It's going to be at the Santa Monica Civic. Now, Santa Monica, right at the beach, that's the headquarters of Silicon Beach, of course. So where, you know, that's where everything exciting is happening in the tech industry. And there's so many exciting funding projects down there. So it's a great place to explore. And we're in the center of everything. And that's on metropoleglobal.com.
Metropoleglobal.com. So, ladies and gentlemen, if you're listening and you know, number one, you get to go to Santa Monica, which is great. You can walk right down to the pier from there. It'll probably be a beautiful day and just a wonderful time. But you get a chance to learn about all of the creative things that are happening in alternative funding, and there are a huge number of those. And where else can you do that? So you can go get your tickets at Metropole, Metropole, global.com. Find out about what this event's all about, at the very least, to be aware of what's going on out there, because it could change your lives. It could change your funding. Learn about these types of things. So, Sandra, I want to thank you very much. It's been a very interesting interview, and I want to thank you for coming on. How can they get in touch with you and learn about your doings? Because you're a very interesting person. You've got a lot of different things going on, like a book about Colin Firth, the man who would be king. You do a lot of things. You're promoting this upcoming event right now, but
so I also teach how to be interviewed and how to interview people. And by the way, 10 out of 10 of you, Bill. And so if you go to sandromonetti.com, sandromonetti.com, all my projects are on there, from media coaching to books I've written to the events I'm hosting. And of all the events I'm hosting, this Alternative Funding Forum has been the one that's really changed my life by showing me the wonderful world of entrepreneurship and all of the support and opportunities that are out there. So thanks so much for the opportunity to talk about that wonderful world today.
I'm excited about the event, and very nice to meet you, and I hope you'll join us again for some more discussions down the road sometime.
Thanks. Hope so, Bill. Thanks a lot.
All right. Thank you. I've been talking with Sandro Monetti, and we're going to take a short break, and we'll be right back after this. So please stay tuned.
You're listening to ExitCoachRadio.com, the information station for age 50-plus business owners, where we're interviewing over 250 top advisors for their best tips, ideas, and precautions so you can be well-planned. We upload new one-minute tips every day. ExitCoachRadio.com. Come listen for a minute.
Thank you for listening to Exit Coach Radio.